Witherill director of football Mark Connolly after tonight 1-0 defeat at Denby Town, which has brought a disappointed end for the Lee White season. On balance, how do you think the kind of first period in terms of looking and coaching and football has gone so far this season?
I think it's gone all right. I think the lads have took on what I've tried to implement into the squad. You know, I don't like playing the long ball if I can. The lads have, to be fair, just said to me after the game, thanks a lot for what they've done this year for me, easing me into the management side of it. Also my staff, Matt, Andy, Brewy. Without them, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, it's onwards and upwards. You know, this season was just get through and rebuild and move on to next year, which I cannot wait to get started.
And tonight for yourself on the bench, a good opportunity to see, good set your eye over the squad again until in terms of planning for next season and some of the changes that may be needed in the squad over the summer.
Yeah, you know, when you're playing on the pitch, you don't get to see as much going on because you're in your own little bit of playing yourself. So tonight I just thought, you know, I'd take a step to the side, see what we're fully about, see who wants to be here next year. You know, you could look at it as a bit of a trial game for the lads. A lot of them know what I expect of them. I thought we controlled the game. I think a draw was inevitable. I think the referee was awful tonight. Two penalties I thought we had.
Yeah.
You know, then we had a blatant penalty which wasn't given. So I think all in all, you know, we've given that goal. Will Bells passed it to their forward and he scored. Unfortunately. I think a 0-0 was written all over it today, to be honest.
And in terms of tonight, Jack Parry-Jones came on with about 15-20 minutes to go. One of the big things I think over the summer we're looking to do is strengthen the academy and the links between people at the academy and the club. Is that something that you're keen to develop over the summer months?
Yeah, you know, Jack's been involved with the first team now for the last 3 weeks, I think it is. He's earned his right. The lad's 16. He's showing me week in, week out of training and the report to get back off him. As well as the other lads, he deserved to be here tonight, and he got the last half an hour of the game. And to be fair, I was really, really impressed with him. You know, standing on a keeper for corners, giving him a shove. You know, didn't show he was 16. He showed he was a man tonight. You know, and developing Jack and many more of the academy, which we're trying to do. We want to get a strong academy for the next, you know, 5 years. We're planning on, you know, like your TNS and Connors Keys. You can see where they are, how they developed. And I do believe the amount of people who live in Rhyl and around the surrounding areas, we should have one of the best academies in the Welsh tier.
In terms of next Monday, there's an open trial for people in the area to come down, meet the academy coaches and share what they're worth of. Is it important to get the coaches working together and that link between the first team all the way down to where the coaches are playing the same style?
Yeah, it is. You know, we've set up a group of all the coaches. I'm in that now. We all have meetings, you know, every couple of weeks of what we want to do. We are looking now to, like you said, on the Monday, open trials. You know, we're not going out scouting them. We want them to come and show us their talent so we can, you know, watch them at Bellevue, at the Derwin. You know, let them see what it's all about being part of a real football club. The future's bright. What we've put in place and what we've got going behind the scenes with the academy coaches, the club's going onwards and upwards, and I'm just made up to be a part of it, you know. Hopefully, like I said, in a few years to come, when it's all settled down and we've tweaked it a bit more, we'll be one of the best academies in the Welsh tier.
Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
Always. Thanks very much for that, James.